We're starting to realize that, right?
I'm here with my friend Andrew. He's 27 years old. He's a modern man. We're listening to cool music in the background. We're doing a test podcast. It's no big deal. It is Sunday, June 21st, 2015, and you are listening to me, Alexi Celine Wasser, get real in a real way with a modern guy. His name is Andrew. How do we pronounce your last name again?
Michonne.
Just wanted to ask. I knew, but I just wanted to make sure I asked so I could get clarity. Communication is important. We'll get to that later during our interview. Here's the thing. Right now, I'm basically on a date. So what you're getting from me right now is a test podcast or show, if you will, because I believe the future will mean we don't use the word podcast. So just strike that from the record. Andrew keeps turning down the cool background music, and I just keep turning it up, which is basically the relationship between modern men and women nowadays. So I've already gotten sidetracked, but I am on a date today. It's a lovely Sunday, but because I'm a workaholic, I wanted to do a test podcast on the date. Let's say hi to Andrew, shall we?
Hello.
Andrew, thanks for being on my podcast today. I'm just going to use the word podcast.
Yeah, I thought it was a show.
Thanks for being on the show today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, driving home from the beach. It's been a really good date. Great day, great date. About a B.
So why do you feel I'm worth putting energy into? Let me give a little backstory. Let our audience of four know what we've been up to. Andrew came over to my house last night. We may or may not have had sex 3 times. Incredible every time. For different reasons, different ways each time. None of your business. How dare you? But let me get back on track here. Then Andrew bought me some coffee at Erewhon, where everything is $40, no matter what you buy. He proceeded to take me to brunch at Real Food Daily in Santa Monica. So that's a lot of money and a drive. Then we hung out on the beach, and he watched me get in the water. Andrew, why me? Why all the energy on me?
Well, you're just fun to be around, and you're surprising and interesting and dynamic and engaging and beautiful.
Have you started to resent me for never offering to pay for any date ever?
Oh, no, I haven't ever thought about that.
Good, don't think about it. That's cool. Keep driving. We just got on the 10 freeway for all of you guys who like to visualize what's happening during the show. We're heading, what's that, Andrew?
East, we're heading east on the 10 freeway.
Heading eastbound on the 10 freeway for you guys who are familiar with Tinseltown. If you're not, you know what? Make up your own creative visualization. That's what 2015 and the future is all about. So, Andrew is 6'1", now it's 6'2", 6'2", huge private, and by private I mean private. You figure it out. He's gorgeous. He's a head turner. And he may very well be the most attractive guy I've ever dated. What's the worst thing about me, Andrew?
I can't really... It would take me hours to think of
that. Speak up, you liar.
It would take me many hours to think about the answer to that question.
Andrew, what do you think... do you ever question why... Why I date you?
Why you would date me?
Yeah.
No. No, it makes sense.
Side note, Andrew is a brutal tailgater. Is that what you're doing? Is it tailgating?
I'm just driving. I would just call it driving.
Do you feel like I emasculate you often? And how if I do?
No, not too much. I can't think of any particular instances, but you do have strong opinions and you are vocal with those opinions.
Don't make the audience think you're pussy-whipped, okay? This is not a good look for you.
I'm not. It's not that kind of thing at all. No, I don't think so.
How do you think... what is dating like for you nowadays? Like, what do you notice as a single guy in the world who's handsome and attractive dating? What's the most difficult thing about it? It's something you struggle with internally. Voice it to the people.
Just that most people, I think, are boring. And I think it's hard... for me personally to be stimulated by someone intellectually or just in terms of having similar sensibilities in terms of what they think is funny. Or I also think like I can be a strong personality, so it's quite easy to be with someone who is less interesting or just isn't contributing as much to the conversation or situation or whatever. That's why it's fun being with you, because you're doing stuff like pulling out your phone and starting a podcast with no warning and
it's a show,
whatever it is. That's why I'm interested in dating you, because it's less boring than most people. And by that, I mean not boring at all.
But don't you feel like everybody could say the same thing that you're saying? And what it really comes down to is, like, you find what feels right for you. And, of course, everybody else seems boring because they're not suited to you, right?
That's part of it. I mean, I think there are... I think it's all about boring to me. I mean, there are, I'm sure, people who I don't really get along with or I would consider boring who are more stimulated by something that is more along their level or something is doing what they want. I don't know. Yeah, it is all about perspective, I think.
You heard it here first, folks. It's all about perspective, he thinks. Oh, man, just kidding. Let's see. Andrew's a comedian. He has a show once a month on Tuesdays at a place called...
It's called Play. The show is called Good Looks. It's every last Tuesday in downtown Los Angeles.
DTLA, for those kids who like to keep it succinct and easy.
Are people going to be listening to this?
They can if I publish it.
We're still
trying to make it sound cool.
Right.
What do you think... Oh, yeah. We already told people you have a big private. You're a good dresser. Andrew buys me presents. What is the worst thing about dating me?
I
can't pin me down, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you're a bit busy sometimes. Maybe just that.
Could that be what keeps you intrigued and interested and not lose interest?
Well, I don't think necessarily you not hanging out with me often is what keeps me interested, but the fact that you're busy and are pursuing stuff you're passionate about and you have goals and aspirations and a strong work ethic, I think those are all attractive qualities that I admire and respect.
Am I good at sex? And if I'm not, just tell me and tell everybody and let it just be out there. I don't care. I'd rather walk through, you know, stuff and face the reality so I can get better. When I'm in bed with other people, not you, after you fucking humiliated me on my show. But seriously, though, like, what don't you like having sex with me for?
No, having sex with you is great.
God, man, you're a comedian. Have a personality. Bite back.
Yeah, I guess you could, but I'm just being honest.
Hey, so sometimes when I'm in bed with Andrew, it's really cool because he probably does some of his best material... horizontal, naked with me, which is super cool. And so I'm not trying to be bossy, but I'd like to see some of that in his stand-up routine. You know, I want to see some of that come to life when he's, like, you know, upright. And he'll make up these fun songs and everything. He's a stream of consciousness. He goes to UCB or whatever. He's in some acting classes. That's neither here nor there. But yeah, he's, like, super fun on the fly. So I thought it might be fun to just say, like, hit it.
I'm not going to sing a song.
Here's something I also learned, girls out there, just so you know, just a quick bit of dating advice. Men love to be put on the spot. You have a question, you have a thought, you have a concern, just bring it out of nowhere. Just bring it up in public, when he's in front of his friends, when he's really comfortable, least expecting it. Just, yeah, men love it. So you're not going to sing?
I'll let me think about that, you know?
Okay, he is driving on the freeway.
Yeah, okay.
let's see. God, so... What, like, do you have a worst date you've ever been on?
I don't have any dates that are particularly boring, that were particularly bad, like, or like a nightmare situation.
What about a horrible sexual experience? Because I've got like 20, I could regale you with them, but I feel like that's like another emasculating thing. Like, I don't want to keep reminding you that I've had sex with other people because I haven't.
Right.
Give me a sexual dating sex horror story that you've had. I want to know. Let's be friends too, in addition to being lovers.
A sexual horror story? I don't really... There's nothing that initially comes to mind. I do have someone who... No, I can't think of anything specific. This is quite boring, but I'm driving and trying to...
He's just driving, you guys. And that's the thing. When you date an exceptionally good-looking guy, you can't ask for personality, too. Sure, he calls himself a stand-up comedian. And you know what? Sometimes he'll make me... Actually, he makes me laugh a lot. He just chooses to squash that personality and sense of humor when we're doing a show. You know, when we're trying to be entertaining for people. He likes to reserve stuff for me. And that's... That might mean he loves me, but I don't know. We're not going there. That's too much. We haven't gone there. I'm too evasive for that conversation right now. Okay, so, yeah. Well, guys, this has been great.
What street should I take?
We're going to exit the 10 freeway. We should probably exit La Brea and then go north on La Brea. Well, Do you know any theme songs? Yeah, well, we could take Fairfax and go north on Fairfax. Okay. So we're going to end on this song. It's Have You Ever... Okay, oh, I'm 7 years older than Andrew. I don't like to talk about my age, but I'm 24 and he's 19 or whatever. 17, yeah. He went to college. Do you know the theme song to Family Ties?
I don't.
Do you know the... He said he didn't, in case you guys didn't hear that. Do you know the theme song to Growing Pains?
No, we could make up a new theme song, though.
We're making up a new theme song. Driving on the freeway, too.
Driving on the 10 freeway. Wondering if I could live another day. Feeling the freedom rain. Feeling like I've got it in my brain. Love is in the air and feet are in the sky. Living upside down is the time of my life. Wondering who I am deep inside. The truth will set me free.
There's the Fairfax exit. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for joining me during our test show of Love, Alexi. That was Andrew and Michonne. And we'll talk to you later.